Hello, Mistress Erica from Intelligent Phone Fantasy, talking with you today about ways men submit to dominant women. But why do men want to submit? Well, when you call a dominant woman looking for a femdom experience, you are seeking a place in your mind and body, which you cannot attain without their help. You can masturbate an orgasm on your own, having fantasies about a beautiful woman taking control, about being owned and controlled. But aside from a brief moment of pleasure which satisfies your biological directive, even though temporarily, it leaves you wanting for more. You are looking to submit, to be whisked away to another state of consciousness, to feel transported to a place and a space in your mind where you are the puppet under my control. The effects of our play, the subspace you crave, washes away the day-to-day, and with your hyper-focus and delightful kinky ways, we exist, if only for a brief moment in time, in this space, in the cosmos, doing a dance of the dom and sub. But how do we get there? That, my darlings, is a fantastic subject for us to talk about today. What gets you into subspace? Some of you already know the answer to this question. Others, well, that's why you call. You have an urge and a desire to submit. Or perhaps you think it's all good kinky play. Regardless, together we explore all the delicious tools at my disposal and find which combination of sensations and erotic play does it for you. The important thing to remember is everyone is different. Just because I introduce a new way to play and it doesn't do anything for you doesn't mean you're bad or wrong. That's why I find playing with you unique and utterly satisfying for me to learn your hot buttons and condition others is what I'm after. Some of the most common ways to attain that subspace you crave is impact play. You know, your typical traditional BDSM scene that involves paddling, flogging, creating those sensations of pain that hurt so good. Feminization is a form of domination. Now, not all feminization clients are into submission, but a great deal are. Your stress evaporates, and subspace envelops your mind at the mere thought of mistress coercing you into those panties, or even more. Perhaps a surprise exposure catching you in my panties, or taking her out to one of the dress-up shops, like I talk about in my blog, Miss Lola's Sissy Dress-Up Boutique. Other men submit to dominant women through cock control. Men submit their cocks to dominant women in many ways. There's orgasm control, which can consist of edging, ruined orgasm, denial, and chastity. Playing with your biological directive, turning over the control to me is extremely submissive. Humiliation domination. Humiliation can be applied to any of these femdom scenes. It's a matter of application. The interesting thing about humiliation is that it usually gets specific or a particular type of humiliation someone is turned on by. There are many types of erotic humiliation. But what gets your juices flowing? SPH? Small penis? Coerced by? Perhaps you're a naughty, stroking fuck, and you like to go on assignments and humiliate yourself in public. These and many other types of erotic humiliation can be in play with our play. How do you submit? What ways do you dream of submitting to a beautiful, dominant woman? Within all of the above broad subjects are specific details which make our connection and our play unique. Exploring your mind and your sexuality is what turns me on. Why not turn me on today? Check out my schedule, and I'll look forward to connecting with you soon. Until we chat, Dominant Woman Erica of Intelligent Phone Fantasy. For your submission session, call 1-800-601-6975.